Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a new day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Happy holidays, everyone, and today's show is dedicated to you. I've invited a few of my colleagues and friends and some other entrepreneurs that I do business with, and they will be joining me throughout the episode so that they can express their gratitude to you for what support you have been over the years. I don't know what they have planned. Some might be doing music, some might be singing a song or whatever, or doing different readings of contribution to you. So we'll just wait for all the surprises. So just stay tuned.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, as I said, today's show is a non-traditional show. It's an appreciation show for all my customers and supporters, along with a few colleagues and that I've invited to share the platform with me. And today's show is sponsored by Black Cat Design, and Black Cat Design is the print design company owned by Miss Chandel Pates. They are located in New York and also in Virginia. And I want to thank them for everything that they have been doing for me over the years and allowing me to look so beautiful in print industry. Pitts and Black Cat Design for their commitment to small business people and to entrepreneurs. So again, I want to thank Chandel and Black Cat Design for supporting me in the work that I do. I also want to say thanks to each and every one of you who reached out to me last Wednesday. Last Wednesday was my birthday, and I post thank you notes on Facebook, but I know there are some people who are probably not on Facebook, and you sent me emails and everything like that, and for those of you who call me on the telephone, I thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you standing by me, and for those of you who really jerk my tear buds and let me cry, I love you too, and thank you for just supporting me and telling me how I have touched your life and the difference I have made, and for that I thank and appreciate you. So we have one caller. Caller, good evening. Your last four digits are 1799. Would you state your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, Daphne. It's Dory DiCarlo.
Hello, Dory. How are you? Thanks for calling in to show gratitude and appreciation to your supporters. And I will hand the mic over to you because I know you have another engagement. So,
oh, well, thank you. For those listeners to Daphne's show, I'm a fellow Blog Talk Radio host, and we have Word of Mom Radio here on Blog Talk now every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 1, starting at, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and I'm here to show gratitude for our fabulous show hosts, myself and Janice Clark, who was the first person as I was expanding Word of Mom Radio that I went to about doing a Tuesday show and doing a business spotlight show. And she hosts Social Media Help, Not Hype, and walks you through really how to set yourself up to create your online business. And then Sina Block joined the Tuesday lineup with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem, and she's a fabulous organizer and has just created some fabulous shows. And so our Tuesday Business Spotlight is just reaching out to thousands and thousands of people that are benefiting from these two women. And then Ingrid Pruer, who just came on doing Baby Sleep 911 Help, and she's known as the Baby Sleep Whisperer, and she helped sleepless moms and dads help train their kids to sleep like rock stars, And, they're just wonderful shows. And then Renee Marie, who hosted her own show, Renee Live on Blog Talk, came into Word of Mom for a little while and actually went on to a paranormal network, but he still will jump in there for me and co-host when I can't be on the air. And, so these four women are just such amazing women to me. And then we have our fabulous mompreneur sponsors who are in our mompreneur marketplace at wordofmomradio.com. And, you know, I have to say thank you to Renee Sullivan from Healthy Concepts. She was my first sponsor. And the first time I had interviewed her, she was on vacation and actually did her interview from the van while her kids and her husband were inside eating lunch.
That's amazing. Yes, it was.
And, you know, the women who are in our mompreneur marketplace are people that I reached out to and asked if they would be interested in sponsoring Word of Mom Radio. Beth Marshall is another from financiallyauthentic.com. And Dana D'Orsi, who's a business and lifestyle coach from Best-Life-Solutions, she's actually going to be my first guest in the new year, sharing her great programs. And then I have a mompreneur's dream, Debbie Dutton and her daughter, Alyssa Sunger, from ifnotyouwho.org, and they help kids with kindergarten preparedness. And then Kaz Winters from Everything Family, who is the mother of Family Inventions and a mompreneur since 1974. And then Kenya Scott from Fisco Marketing, who I'm trying to get. Kenya is a homeschooling mom. Apart from running her own business, is a homeschooling mom. And I'm trying to get her to do a parenting corner on homeschooling like once a month. And it's so exciting to, and I know you know this, as your show grows and your listenership and everything else and the thousands of people that you're reaching, and I'm just so grateful to these women. And then Sweetie Berry from Basics Matter, who has taught me everything on the back end, how to build a website, how to create my graphics, how to do this and how to do that. You know, she instead of giving me a fish, she taught me to fish.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and so these women are just such amazing people in my life every day, and I'm so grateful for them. And I love, Daphne, that you are doing something like this to give us an opportunity to say thank you to the people that are out there and who stand behind us and support us and help our dreams evolve.
You know, it's refreshing to hear women supporting women because, you know, I don't always hear that. The men are there for each other. However, there's still a lot of work to be done where women are concerned. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more support that we can give to each other, and it is still not happening. I don't know why it's not happening. So when I find myself in a position where I extend a hand, I always do my best to extend that hand. And if I extend and the others don't reach out, it's not because I did not extend, you know?
Right.
But we just have to keep doing what we do. They say you keep throwing it, and when something sticks, it sticks, right?
Absolutely, throwing spaghetti against the wall.
Yeah, if it falls off, it was not meant to change your mindset. And when you reach out to them to collaborate or just to extend gratitude in whatever way you want to do that, they are still a bit threatened and they don't know how to receive it. And I'm just praying that going into 2014, women will allow themselves to grow. And one of the ways that they're going to be able to do so is to collaborate with other women. Because if there are many successful women around who have done the things that we are looking to do, there's absolutely no reason, Dory, from my point of view, where we need to go there to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
So we need to just, you know, put the ego and the pride aside and reach out and let us go together as women, because two is greater than one, you know?
You know, absolutely. And it's so funny that you're saying, I actually, one of the, my goals in 2014 is creating, I registered a few different websites, and one of them is the Word of Mom Radio Network. and another is Word of Mom Network. And what I want to do is create a directory of all, you know, women on the air, just not just women on Word of Mom Radio, but women who are broadcasting your show. So many women that I know on Blog Talk, on Toggle, on so many different stations, because why shouldn't we have a place where everybody can register their shows, their websites, their blogs, and get it all out there in one place? And see, because we can't, everybody can't be everything to everyone.
Oh, no, we are
everyone
not.
Everyone has their, exactly, but I think that this is where men, and you were right the way you said it before, that men have it over us in the sense that you can pull up a guy's network for anything.
Oh, yeah.
And,
but the women,
you know,
is like,
and women need to, right, we need to, as women, we need to get together and create all of those pathways for all of us to get out there and work together and support each other. And, you know, that is part of, for me, what Word of Mom Radio is all about. I talk about it all the time, that, you know, there's this Oh Boy Network, and doctors refer, you know, patients to other doctors and lawyers to lawyers and this and that. And
that's
for women,
right,
a lot of the times it's like, we don't share because you're going to take my boyfriend, kind of
yeah,
a thing. You get into that high school mentality.
You know, Dory, I went to my general practitioner the day. I asked me, when was the last time I had my eyes examined? And I told him when it was. He said, well, you're due another one. And here is the number for such and such. So he has a referral base. He has a database that he's going to refer me to. And I know if I need a cardiologist, he's going to say, here is one too. Yet we as entrepreneurs, we are just like in our little corner and our little zone, and we really don't see the value. But I'm just pleased to this, to wake up, smell coffee, because the aroma is strong. You know, the aroma is strong. So why are you plugging your nostrils that you really cannot ingest the great aroma? We can do much better than we are doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I said, that's one of my goals. You know, our show lineup is expanding. And, you know, we have a parenting corner that's going to be starting. And as I said, I already reached out to Kenya Scott about homeschooling. I've reached out to a wonderful woman that I know, Heather Hetchler, about doing a step-parenting corner. My dear friend Janine Krauschwack, who's the executive director of the National Autism Society, to do an advocacy corner. And, you know, all of these women are so busy. So it's not like they can do an hour and a half show. But we're doing a lot of our shows in 30-minute podcast formulas now, since Blog Talk has now put us up on iTunes. And where some of our shows are still going to be an hour, 2 hours, I'm looking to do those 30-minute little boom shows where, it, you know, they can just be downloading a bunch of episodes and listening to things. And so, you know, it's so exciting to watch and I feel so grateful to the, you know, 60,000 people that have tuned into us and in the last year and things like that. I mean, it's just amazing to me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Did you have a song or poem that you wanted to share for your supporters and listeners and advertisers and sponsors?
Well, you know, I didn't really think of anything to play, but I'll sing you a little something. Just because it's my time of the year and I love this song.
Go ahead,
my everybody.
Darling.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. There's my song.
All right. Yay.
Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, and all the other wonderful holidays out there.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, my sister. I know you got to go enjoy your family, but I appreciate you for taking the time out to show gratitude to those who support Word of Mom Radio.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for reaching out and asking me, Daphne. I'll be contacting you soon about our directory. So I can't wait to be able to share your share your show again, okay? Happy New Year, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it's amazing that we don't reach out as much as the men do, but we need to do that some more. I want to also, I hope they are listening, I want to show appreciation to the people at Comcast Cable, people participation in New Cable Vision in Bridgeport for supporting a New Day TV show for all these many years. For my crew, Richard Merritt, Richard Teasdale, and all Barbara, and all the other volunteers who are there sporadically to help me, I thank you. I could not have done it without you. You make me look good, and for that, I appreciate each and every one of you. I want to encourage you to just keep doing what you do because you are the best. As you all know, the A New Day TV show has the best crew at Comcast. I don't care what anybody else says. I know my crew. You guys are the best. And I know, Dave, if you're listening, Dave Cereo, come on back. I miss you, man. We miss you. So I want to see you at other places other than Facebook. We want to see you back on the A New Day crew in Danbury. And for the two people at the head of the rain, Dave King and Candy Roswell, thank you guys very much for tolerating and putting up with me and for all the hard work and the that you guys do. I honor you and I thank you again for everything that you do. And I want to play a song here and it is called Say Yes. And this song I'm dedicating to all of the people who support me in whatever endeavor they do.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes? Thank you. say yes. God is saying, there is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? So just say
yes.
Open up your heart and tell the Lord yes.
Yes.
See yes.
Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Say I'll obey
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
I will stray
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
But this time I'm made.
Calling you higher.
There is more.
said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will, to do my will. He said, seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, as that song says, you know, say yes, and he's calling me higher. And with that being said, I want to encourage you to go to my website, DaphneClarkHudson.com. Fill out that form that pops up so that you can be on my mailing list. I am so grateful. We are now at 108,000 listeners. And I am just so thankful. And I am getting ready to do some new things in the new year. And when I launch these things, I want to give first option to all those who are supporting me here on the radio platform and also on my TV show. So be sure to go to DaphneClarkHudson.com and fill that form out. Also, if you have not yet done so, I want for you to please connect with me on Twitter, Dynamic Daphne, and also on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne. And this way, you will always get first dibs in everything that I'm doing. You will be informed of who my guests will be, who I'm having on, and other important information. So please, I will appreciate you going to DaphneClarkHudson.com and fill that form out so you can be in my inner circle and also on my VIP list. Also, coming up June the 14th through the 22nd, you heard me mention it before, we are having the cruise. We are going on the Norwegian Epic, and that event is put on by my nonprofit, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. And I'm so grateful that I have been called to spearhead this organization. I am looking to provide a hot breakfast for all of the students at the Carmel Elementary School in Jamaica, West Indies. We are looking to give them hot breakfast 5 days a week. So I need your support there, you know, whether through donations or to go on the cruise, whatever you can do, I will really, really, really appreciate your support. And if you or anyone that you know, family member or friend, if you work in a hospital, any healthcare organization that you are a part of, I want for you to message me either on Facebook or message me here on the radio show or send me an email, dynamicdaphne12@att.net. I have a special program that I am doing for healthcare work, and I want to connect with those of you who are already in that environment to help me with that program. And of course, you will be greatly compensated for helping me to do that. So I'm reaching out to you. I need your help. I need your support. And I know I can depend on you. I have a lot of supporters, 100,000+ listeners, and I am really reaching out to you this time. This is my first time reaching out to you, and I need your help and your support. Now, you can call in anytime, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. You are welcome to call in and to express gratitude to family members and to friends and to co-workers. And you heard the first caller sang a song. You can sing, you can play an instrument, whatever your heart desire to do. We are very flexible here on this segment. I also want to reach out to you. You know that approximately a month ago, a little over a month ago, I went to an event in the Dominican Republic, and I met an amazing young woman by the name of Rebecca out of Hawaii. And at the day after the event closed out, we spent some time sitting on the beach and just learning about the work that we each do in the part of the world that we are and beyond. And end up that we all had dinner that last night. Well, since then she has gotten sick, and they're reaching out for prayers. And I want to ask you if you could add Rebecca on your prayer list for me. I tell you, I am always a new relationship, and she was one of the person I met when I went to the DR, to the Awesomeness Fest. I also want to thank all the many people that I met there, and big thanks to Vashin and Mind Valley for putting that event on. It has been touching many lives. I think this was the fourth one. It was my first one, and I know it will not be my last one. So I'm grateful for that community of A-Festers all over the world, and for the light that you all continue to shine. Each and every day I go on that tribe page and I see amazing things that you are doing. So again, I thank you. I thank each and every one of you for opening up and just just welcoming me into your lives. I want to thank Al Diaz for inviting me to share his platform and to be on his radio show. I have Pete Hall. I want to thank you, my brother, Judy Winslow. I want to thank you for just investing time in me and what I do. I want to also show appreciation to the news lady, Victoria Gaither, and her entertainment co-host, Mr. Michael Koch. Always call them up, and they are ready to give a helping hand, especially when I have if I have a new volunteer that I'm looking to train. They are always ready and willing to help me do that. So I want to thank them for that. Walter Mitch, earlier on in the year, he had helped me to do a bit of producing on the show. I want to thank him for that, for the time that he spent with me. I want to thank him very, very much. And I want to play one more song that says, tell you, my selection on here is limited, so I have to get some new music come 2014.
Thank you.
All right, so this is our holiday special. We are not playing a lot of holiday music because I don't have to. I want for you to call in, sing your song, read your poem, or whatever your heart moves you to do. All right? So while I do that, I think I ought to share some insights about the law of curiosity, and I will disturb the reading, and I'll keep watching the board to see who else calls in. I think these people are out partying and they forget that they accepted to call in to express gratitude to their clients and customers. So George Bernard Shaw quotes, "Some men see things as they and ask why. Others read things that never were and ask why not." And I think with this 2014 coming up, this ought to be our mantra as entrepreneurs, because we need to thread on and tap into unchartered waters. Our legacy be known and start with things. And one of the things that's going to help us is the law of curiosity. Growth is stimulated by asking why. A couple of weeks ago, I did earlier on in the month, I did a summit. And I spoke on the topic of knowing and claiming your why. And I did some follow-up coaching sessions for people. And it was interesting to see how some of the people reacted when you asked them thought-provoking questions that they are not accustomed to be asked. And part of that is because their curiosity has not been heightened. And that's really what has been holding them in mediocrity. I'm sure you all know John Maxwell. And I want to read something here from John Maxwell. He says, "When I was a freshman in college taking Psychology 101, everyone in the class was asked to take a creative test. Much to my surprise and dismay, my score was among the worst in the class. What's so bad about that, you may ask? Lots of people aren't very creative. The problem was that I knew I was going to be speaking for a living, and there are few things worse than a boring speaker. How was I going to overcome this potential deficit to my career potential? I relied on a different quality that I possess in abundance, curiosity. I've been curious for as long as I can remember. As a teen growing up, I was typically very similar to my friends in most ways, except but I got up early, very early in the morning. I was always afraid if I stayed in bed, I would miss something. I find that funny now because I live in a little town in central Ohio where very little happened. So what was there to miss? Yet this practice set me apart from my peers. I began to use this natural trait to collect quotes, stories, and ideas. I thought to myself, the best way to keep from being boring is to quote people who aren't boring. I started looking for ideas that were stated. I began to ask why their statements and stories were so interesting. Why were they cute? Why did people laugh at them? Why were they innovative? Why did people connect with them? Before I was learning from the quotes, I was collecting, and I was using the same kind of stance to make my own ideas creative and memorable. It took my communication to a whole new level, and better yet, it stimulated my growth and development. You know, I am sure each and every one of us can find a John story in all of us. And the reason why we are not really capturing all of the great tools that we have is because we refuse to tap into our authenticity and our uniqueness. And I notice a lot of times that parents would tell the kids, you know, the kids are curious about something and they ask and they would say, none of your business. And you keep telling the child that one too many times, and by the time the child grows up, they have no interest in curiosity. So we need to be cautious how we program our children. It's very important. Where does curiosity come from? I was born with this natural curiosity. Or was it something that was instilled in me? I don't know the answer. But I do know this. I have continued to be curious and to cultivate curiosity all my life. And that's important because I believe curiosity is the key to being a lifelong curious people possess a thirst for knowledge. They are interested in life, people, ideas, experiences, events, and they live in a constant state of wanting to learn more. They continually ask why. Curiosity is the primary catalyst for self-motivated learning. People who maintain curious don't need, they just do it all the time, and they keep doing it. They know that the trial to discovery is just as excited as the discovery themselves. because there are wonderful things to be learned along the way. Curiosity helps a person to think and expand possibilities beyond the ordinary. Asking why fires the ignition. It leads to discovery. It opens up opinions. It takes people beyond the ordinary and leads to extraordinary living. People say not to come to it, but as someone else says, this world is owned by people who have crossed bridges in their imagination before anyone else has. I believe that's why Nobel Prize winning physicist Albert Einstein said, all meaningful and lasting changes starts first in your imagination and then works its way out. Einstein made his discoveries because he was a curious person. And he valued his curiosity and imagination as his greatest qualities. You know, I'm excited that I'm sharing this because this is going to help us to go into 2014 with an extraordinary mindset. How to cultivate curiosity. To love people. Enjoy spending time with them and converse with them. Their excitement for knowledge and learning is contagious. I oftentimes wonder why more people aren't curious. So many people seem to be indifferent. Why don't they ask why? Are some people simply born without the desire to learn? Are some people just mentally lazy? Or does life become so routine for some people that they don't live in a rut? Doing the same things day in and day out, can people wake up their minds and become more curious so growth becomes more natural to them? I certainly hope so. I believe so. It's why I have written this chapter, and it is why I recommend the following 10 suggestions for cultivating curiosity, says John Maxwell. Number one, believe you can be curious. Many people fill their minds with limited beliefs. Their lack of personal confidence or self-esteem causes them to create barriers for themselves and put limitations on how and what they think. The result? They fail to reach their potential, not because they lack capacity, but because they are unwilling to expand their beliefs and break new ground. We cannot perform outwardly in a way that is inconsistent with how we think inwardly. You cannot be what you believe you aren't. But there's the good news. You can change your thinking, and as a result, your life. Give yourself permission to be curious. The single greatest difference between curious, growing people, and those who aren't in the belief that they can learn, grow, and change. As I explain in the law of intentionality, you must go after growth. Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom will not seek you out. You must go out and acquire it. The best way to do that is curious. Well, I think at this stage I can just let you know that I'm glad I'm sharing this versus a poem, because this is really going to be helping everybody, right? Number two, have a beginner's mindset. The way you approach life and learning has nothing to do with your age, to do with your attitude. Having a beginner's mindset means wondering why and asking a lot of questions until you get the answers. It also means being open and vulnerable if your attitude is like that of a beginner. You have no idea to uphold, and your desire to learn more is stronger than the desire to look good. You aren't as influenced by preset rules or so-called acceptable thinking. Management expert Peter said, my greatest strength as a consultant is to be ignorant and ask a few questions. That's having a beginner's mindset. People with a beginner's mindset approach life the way that a child does. Curiosity. They are like the little girl who keep asking her mother questions after questions. Finally, the mother cried, "For heaven's sake, stop asking so many questions. Curiosity kills the cat." The child asked, "So what did the cat want to know?" The direct opposite of people who have no beginner's mindset are the know-it-alls. They see themselves as experts. They have a lot of knowledge. So instead of asking why and starting to listen, they start talking and give answers. Anytime a person is answering more and answering than asking, you can be sure they have showed down in their growth and find lots of fire for personal growth. Number three, make why your favorite word. Albert Einstein said, the important thing is not to stop questioning. curiosity has its own reason for existence. One cannot help but be in awe when he contemplates the mystery of the marvelous structure of reality. It is enough if one tries merely to comprehend a little of this mystery every day. Never lose the curiosity. The secret to maintaining that holy curiosity is to always keep asking why. In my early years as a leader, I thought I was supposed to be an answering machine. No matter what someone asked, I gave direction, excluded confidence, and answers question with clarity. Why I rarely knew that I was doing or not. As I matured, I discovered that growing leaders focus on asking questions, not giving answers. The more questions I ask, the better results we got as a team, and the greater my appetite to ask more questions. Today, I have a compulsion to pick the brain of people I met. I have become a questioning machine. Speaker and author Brian Tracy says, a major stimulant to creative thinking is focused questions. There is something about a well-worded question traits to the heart of the matter and triggers new ideas and insight. Most of the time, focused questions begin with the new why. That word can really help you to clarify an issue, and it is important how you ask the question. People with a victim mindset ask, why me? Not because they want to know, but because they feel sorry for themselves. Curious people ask the question to find solutions so they can keep moving forward and making a progress. Scientist and philosopher George Christoph Lichtenberg observed, one first step in wisdom is to question everything. And one last is to come to terms with everything. Those are the bookends for continuous growth. Ask why, explore, evaluate, you discover, repeat. That's a pretty good formula for growth. Never forget, anyone who knows all the answers is not asking the right questions. Number four, spend time with other curious people. When you think of curiosity, growth, and learning, do you think of formal education? I think in the early grades, curiosity is encouraged, but it's not. Most formal education steers people toward answers rather than questions. if you went to college, how many times did you hear a professor ask students to hold their questions until later so he could get through his notes and complete his syllabus? The emphasis of affirmation over inquiry. So, do you find an attitude of openness and inquiry in the corporate world instead? Usually not. Most corporations stimulate curiosity either. Jerry Hitchberg, in his book, The Creative Priority, Putting in Work is the Right. No one in a corporation deliberately sits out to stifle creativity, though. Yet, a traditional bureaucratic structure with its need for predictability, linear logic, confidence norms, and dictates of the most recent long-range vision statement in a merely perfect, ideal killing machine. People in groups regress toward the security of the familiar and the well-regulated. Even creative people do it. It's easier. It avoids the ambiguity, the fear, and the unpredictability. The threat of the unfamiliar and the messiness of intuition and human emotion. So, what must we do to cultivate curiosity and stimulate growth? You must seek out other curious people. A couple of years ago, Margaret and I, that's John and his wife, Margaret, went to Jordan on vacation. We love history and art, and for years we'd heard and read about Petra, an ancient city carved out of sandstone. If you have seen Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, you may remember the facade carved in the stone that contained the passage to where the Holy Grail was hidden. That scene in the movie was filmed outside the treasury of Petra. When we visited Petra, we walked for miles. At that time, I needed knee replacement surgery, so I found the experience to be difficult, painful. By lunchtime, I was exhausted, and the pain in my knees was excruciating. While we ate, the guide told us there was one more beautiful place to be seen, cut in the rock. It was on the next mountain that we could get to see, but we would have to go on our own. Most people opt out like me. They were tired. I said no to the experience as well. But as we sat and ate lunch, who decided to take the trip, prepared to leave, I started to have second thoughts. They were curious and excited about going, and their excitement started to stimulate and inspire me. My old curiosity kicked in, and I couldn't stand the thought of missing something. So Margaret and I decided to join the group. It took us an hour to get up the mountain and 2 hours to get back down, but it was worth it. I didn't even mind having to spend most of the evening back in a hotel room soaking my knees. Being around people with great curiosity is contagious. I know a few better ways of cultivating and sustaining curiosity. Number 5, learn something new every day. One of the best ways to remain curious is to begin each day with a determination to learn something new. Don't already know. Doing this requires 3 things. First, you must wake up with an attitude of openness to something new. You must see the day as having multiple opportunities to learn. Second, you must keep your eyes and ears open. As you go through the day, most unsuccessful people accept their day, turning things out, simply hoping to endure it. Most successful people size their day, focusing in, ignoring distraction. Growing people remain focused, yet maintain a sensitivity and awareness that opens them up to new experiences. The third component is reflection. It does little good to see something new without taking time to think about it. It does so good to hear something new without applying it. I've found that the best way at the end of the day to ask yourself questions that prompt you to think about what you learn. For years, I've made it my practice to review my day and pull out highlights. Remember, experiences is not the best teacher. Evaluate experience is. Number 6, partake in the fruit of failure. A curious growing person approaches failure in a way completely different from someone who isn't curious. Most people see failure, mistakes, and errors as signs of weakness. When they fail, they say, I'll never do that again. But people who grow and develop see failure as a sign of progress. They know that it is possible to continually try without something sometimes failing. It's part of curiosity journey. Therefore, they make failure their friend. When you don't ask, how can I distance myself from this experience? Instead, you ask, why did this happen? What can I learn? can I grow from this? As a result, you fail fast, learn fast, and get to try again fast. That leads to growth and future success. Number 7, stop looking for the right answer. Because of my personality type, I sometimes am someone who is always looking for an option. However, I know that there are many people with different personality types who are motivated to find their right answers to any questions. Believe it or not, that is a problem. Their single solution, people are putting themselves in the best situation to learn and grow. Why? Because there is always more than one solution to a problem. If you believe that it's only a single right solution, you either get frustrated because you can't find it, or if you think you have found it, you stop searching and perhaps miss better ideas. In addition, when you land on what you consider to be the right answer, you become complacent. No idea is perfect, no matter how good it is. It can always be improved. You have probably heard depression. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That phrase definitely was not coined by someone dedicated to a personal growth. If that has been your mindset in the past, then I suggest you develop a questioner's mindset instead and place the popular phrase, ain't broke, how can we make it better? If it ain't broke, when is it likely to break in the future? If it ain't broke, how long will it serve as the world changes? People with curiosity keep asking questions, and as a result, they learn. They keep learning. Several years ago, I sold my company so I could focus my energy on spending more time writing and speaking, but after a while, I became frustrated. I could see that the resources I had developed over many years to help others grow, develop, and learn leadership weren't reaching people the way I thought they could. So in 2011, I brought them back and started the John Maxwell Company so I could direct that process. I am so excited because I love my team. It's small, fast, focused, and highly talented. I've put something in their hands and turned them loose and make things happen. And I've told them that I want them to work every morning convinced that there's a better way of doing everything they do. Determined to find out who can help them learn to do it better and ready to make things better than they ever been, and they are doing it. Roger Van Orch, author of The Walk of the Side of the Head, says, almost every advance in art, cooking, medicine, agriculture, engineering, marketing, policy, education, and design has occurred when someone challenged the rules and try another approach. If you want to avoid growing too comfortable and becoming stagnant, then keep asking questions and challenge the process. Keep asking if there is a way to do things. Will that annoy complacency and lazy people? Yes. Well, will it energize, challenge, and inspire growing people? Yes. Number 8. Get over yourself. If you are going to ask questions and allow people to fail, then you will at times look foolish. Most people don't like that. Do you know what my response is? Get over yourself. As Roger Van Oort says, if you never tried anything that might make us look ridiculous, we're still caves. Instead, we need to be more like children. The thing I love about young children is that they just ask. They don't worry if the question is foolish. They just ask it. They don't worry about whether they will be dumb trying something new. They just do it. As a result, they learn. Tallinmer, founder of the Shaper Image, says, it's better to look uninformed than to be uninformed. Curb your ego and keep asking questions. That's a great advice. Number 9, get out of the box. I've always loved the quote by inventor Thomas Edison. There ain't trying to innovate, to think outside the box. Most revolutionary ideas were disruptive violations of existing rules. They set the old order. As Ralph Waldo Emerson says, all life is an experience. Is an experiment. The more experiments we make, the better. I value innovative thinking, and I am easily frustrated by people who refuse to think outside of their self-imposed boxes. When people say things like, we have never done it that way before, or that's not my job, I just want to shake them up. I want to offer to the funeral because they are dead and are obviously just waiting for someone to make it official. Good ideas are everywhere. But it's hard to see them when you won't look outside of your box. Instead of remaining confined, people need to break down the walls of their boxes, get out, and become hunters of ideas. That requires an abundance mindset. Unfortunately, most in-the-box thinkers possess a scarcity of mindset. They don't think there are many resources to go around. They believe they can't. Author Brian Kimmer says, one of the keys to abundance is having a solution-oriented mindset. The average person thinks of himself as positive, but he's not solution-oriented. In other words, most people live inside the box instead of outside of it. They live in their limitations. When average people ask themselves, can I do this? They base it on the circumstances they see. An abundant thinker asks different questions. An abundant thinker asks, how can I? This simple twist of semantics changes everything. It forces your mind to create the solution. The best way to make a sluggish mind active is to disturb its routine. Get outside the box. Does that for people, for a person. Number 10, enjoy your life. Perhaps the greatest way to remain curious is to keep growing, is to enjoy life. Tom Peters, author in The Search of Excellence, observed, the race will go to the curious and simple mind, and those with an steady passion for learning and derivability, I believe it honors God when you enjoy life and live it well. That means taking risks, sometimes failing, sometimes succeeding, but always learning. When you enjoy your life, between work and play begin to blur. We do what we love and love what we do sometimes becomes a learning experience. All right. I'm still waiting on the others to call in. They have not called yet, so I'll just continue sharing here. Curiosity was his key. Would you say that sometimes who earned a PhD was a professor at prestigious university and won a Nobel Prize for had probably done a pretty good job of tapping into his potential? How about if you also learn that the person had been invited to help to invent first atomic bomb on the Manhattan Project when he was only in his 20s? Strong resume, isn't it? What would be the key to such a person's success? Most people guess intelligence, but the scientist was reputed to have an above average IQ of only 125. Sure, he was intelligent, but the real secret to his growth was a success, was instantable curiosity. His name was Richard Feynman, pronounced Feynman, the son of a uniform salesman from New York City. He was always encouraged to ask questions and think for himself. As a child of 11, he built electric circuits and did and soon got a reputation for being able to fix radios. He was always exploring, learning, and asking why. He began learning algebra in elementary school. He mastered trigonometry and both differential and integral calculus at age 15. It was play for him when his high school physics teacher became frustrated with him. He handed him a book saying, "You talk too much and you make too much noise. I know why you're bored. Study this book and then you know everything that is in this book. You can talk again." It was an advanced calculus book from a course for college seniors. It became a tool for learning about the world. He had a lifelong love for loving puzzles and breaking codes. When he was in high school, his classmates knew this and threw at him every kind of puzzle, quotation, geometry problem, and brain teasers, but he solved them all. His curiosity knew no bounds. Feynman to know why drove him, desire to know what drove him to study something than everything. He wasn't interested only in physics or mathematics. Any idea could spark his interest. For example, when he studied physics as an undergraduate student at MIT, he took a summer job as a chemist. When he was at Princeton studying for his PhD, he would eat lunch with graduate students with whom disciplines so he could learn what questions they were asking, problems they were trying to solve. But because of that, he ended up taking PhD level courses in his philosophy and biology. That curiosity continues to his entire life. One summer, he decided to do advanced work in genetics. Another time, on vacation in Guatemala, he taught himself how to read ancient Latin, which led him to make significant and astronomical discoveries in an ancient manuscript. He became an expert on art, learned to draw, and became good enough to have a one-man show. He was a learner. Finally, he experienced a brief period when his curiosity waned. It was after the exhaustion of the demanding years he spent on the Manhattan Project. He went through a kind of slump and believed that he had burned out. He lost the will to explore, but when he figured out what the problem was, Feynman wrote, "I used to enjoy physics. While I enjoyed it, I used to play with it. I didn't have to do it with whether it was important for the development of nuclear physics. But whether it was interesting and amusing or fun to play with. When I was in high school, I'd see water running out of the faucet, growing narrower, and wonder if I could figure out what determines that curve. I found it was rather easy to do. I didn't have to do it. It was important for the figure of science. Somebody else had already done it. That didn't make any difference. I'd invent things and play with things for my own entertainment. So I got this new attitude. Now that I am burnt out, I will to play with physics. Whenever I want to do without worrying about any importance whatsoever. That change in mindset enabled him to rekindle his curiosity and curb his burnt out. As a result, he started why again. Soon after this, he saw someone in the university cafeteria spin a plate by throwing it in the air. He wondered why the plate spun and wobbled in the air it did. He figured it out mathematically and made some drawings. Just for fun, the diagrams and math he did while doing what he called piddling around in the wobbling plate are what led to his receiving the Nobel Prize for Physics. So he began doing things that were important in science, but what occurred simply because he wanted to know why, for his own growth and frustration, Feynman lived the law of curiosity. Do you? To know the answer, ask yourself these questions. Question number one, do you believe you can be curious? Number two, do you have a beginner's mindset? Number three, have you made why your favorite word? Number four, do you spend time with curious people? Do you learn something new every day? Do you partake in the fruit of failure? Have you stopped looking for the right answer? Have you gotten over yourself? Do you get out of the box? And number 10, are you enjoying your life? If your answers are yes, then you probably are. If not, you need to change, and you can. To answer yes to those questions has little to do with native intelligence, level or talent, or access to opportunities. It has everything to do with developing curiosity and willingness to ask why. Writer and wit Dorothy Parker observed, the cure for boredom is curiosity. There is no cure for curiosity. How true is that? When you are curious, the entire world opens up to you, and there are few limits to what you can learn and how you can develop. Well, this is my holiday gift to you guys. And I pray that this will help you to make the greatest year ever. Listen, let's rock and roll in 2014. Let's rock and roll. There are lots of things to be done, you know? And I continue to look for your support and to remind you that you are called for a destiny. Don't let anyone or anything tell you otherwise. I will be taking the holiday off, so Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. I will see you back on the 1st of January. So have a happy, safe holiday, guys, and please enjoy your families. All right, I love you, and I want for you to begin to love yourselves unconditionally. Stay true to that which you are called to do. Know that nothing and no one should take you off that destiny part. Stay blessed, and I love each and every one of you.
Trial that came with his name. almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah.